Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week in Ordinary Time, February 3rd, 2026. Our reflection today is based on the Gospel of Mark, where he writes, "There was a woman afflicted with a hemorrhage for 12 years. She had suffered greatly at the hands of many doctors, and had spent all that she had. Yet she was not helped, but only grew worse. She had heard about Jesus, and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. She said, 'If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured.' Immediately her flow of blood dried up." Today's gospel gives us one of the most intimate and courageous encounters in all of Scripture. Mark tells us of a woman who had suffered from hemorrhages for 12 long years. 12 years of isolation, disappointment, exhaustion, and growing hopelessness. She had spent everything she had on treatments that failed her. She was worse, not better. Life had become a daily burden that drained her physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And yet, somehow, this woman had not surrendered her hope. There remains in her a spark, a small flame, fighting against the winds of despair. And that spark ignited when she heard of Jesus. Mark tells us she had heard about Jesus. Those simple words change everything. She had heard enough to believe that in Jesus there was power, compassion, and the possibility of a new beginning. Her faith was humble, yet determined. She did not shout for attention. She did not demand to be noticed. She simply reached out. "If I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured." This is the faith of someone who has reached the end of themselves and has realized that God is the only one who can save. She touches his cloak from behind, hidden by the crowd, unnoticed by the disciples, but never unnoticed by God. Immediately, Mark tells us, her flow of blood dried up. In that instance, what medicine could not heal, and what years had only worsened, the mercy of Christ restored. This is not merely a physical healing. It is a restoration of dignity, identity, belonging, and hope. A woman rendered unclean by the law is made clean by the Lord of the law. One who could not enter the temple is now touched by the true and living temple of God. And notice, she touches Jesus, but Jesus also touches her, not with his hand, but with his attention, his gaze, his personal love. He stops, turns, and asks, "Who touched me?" Not because he didn't know, but because he desired relationship. He wanted her to step out of the shadows and receive not only healing, but the assurance of being seen, wanted, and cherished. "Daughter," he says, one of the only times in Scripture Jesus calls someone by that name, "daughter, your faith has saved you. Go in peace and be cured of your affliction." Her faith reached out, and Jesus reached back. Today the Church honors St. Blaise, bishop and martyr, whose feast is traditionally celebrated with blessings of throats. The stories handed down tell us that Blaise was a man of deep prayer, living as a hermit, sought out by the sick and the poor. One tradition recounts how a mother brought her son, who was choking on a fishbone. Blaise prayed over him, and the child was healed. Like the woman in the gospel, that mother believed that simply coming into the presence of a holy man, one who carried Christ, was enough. And like Jesus, Blaise did not withhold himself, did not turn away, did not pass by. His faith reached out. His compassion made him a channel of divine mercy. Ultimately, his fidelity led him to martyrdom. Yet even in chains, he continued to bless, to comfort, and to heal. What unites St. Blaise with the woman in today's gospel is the same truth. Faith is not passive. It reaches out. It moves. It acts. True faith draws us from isolation towards Christ, and from Christ outward towards others. If we all carry wounds, we cannot heal ourselves. They may be physical, emotional, relational, or spiritual. Like the woman, we try many solutions: self-reliance, distraction, avoidance, endless searching. But healing begins when we turn to Christ. Faith requires movement. The woman's healing began the moment she reached out. We reach out every time we turn to prayer, approach the sacraments, ask for forgiveness, or trust our struggles to God. Jesus does not let us hide. He wants more than to fix us. He wants to know us, to draw us into relationship, to call us son or daughter. We are also called to be a people like St. Blaise, people whose very presence becomes a place of healing. The world around us is full of people choking on fear, bitterness, loneliness, and despair. Christ sends us to them. Imagine yourself in the crowd. Imagine your own wound, the one you can't fix, the one you're tired of carrying. Now imagine reaching out, even trembling, and brushing the hem of Christ's garment. Feel the stillness as he turns towards you. His eyes meet yours, gentle, knowing, unafraid of your mess. Hear him call you beloved. Let him say to you what he said to her: your faith has saved you. Go in peace. This is not imagination. This is prayer. The same Jesus is here in the Mass, as present as he was in that crowd. And the same healing is offered to us. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you who allowed the suffering woman to touch you, touch us today in our places of deepest need. Heal our wounds, restore our dignity, and give us the courage to reach for you with living faith. Through the intercession of St. Blaise, protect us from every harm of soul and body. Make us instruments of your compassion in a hurting world. Call us son and daughter, and send us in your peace. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today on the Feast of St. Blaise, I invite you to return here every day to my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our life. May God bless you today. and give you peace. Amen.